With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. Northwest cherry harvest is in its final stages with the last cherries just now coming off the trees, but in spite of the heat and drought that have taken their toll, Northwest Cherry Growers President B.J. Thirlby says it's not looking as bad as it once did.
We're rolling right up on 20 million boxes, so it's ended up being a little bit bigger crop than we anticipated. Once we got through the heat, we were really thinking 18 million boxes at top, but as it's worked out, the later cherries made it through the heat really well.
But Thirlby says the weather really did a number on us this year.
We had really quite nice weather through the spring, and then for the last 2.5 weeks of May, it just cooled off, and we were in the 60s every day, and then we kind of got going, and we were 3 or 4 days later than we anticipated, and then by the third week of June, we got that heat in, and that was a game changer. I mean, we lost at least 25% of the crop this year.
The damage, Thirlby says, will vary by region and by variety.
It was still ugly. I mean, it was a real challenging time for any grower that had fruit that was, approaching or at maturity on the trees.
And so, Thirlby asks, when all is said and done, what did we really learn?
Lots of questions as to what does 115 degrees for 3 or 4 days do to those trees next year? We're already asking those questions, and our scientific community is scrambling kind of to figure out what they think we're going to see.
Tune in tomorrow for more on what this year's weather taught us about Northwest cherries. And this has been today's Fruit Grower Report. I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.